Proclamation number 8200 of 26th of June, 1962. Great meaning of a love life. And when the gospel is presented to you by me myself, you will also be able to understand the significance of a life of love, of a life in divine order, for you will be instructed of the strength of love, of the effect of a life of love and of the defective state you are in when you live without any love. You should not fulfill my commandments of love for the sake of success, but in all freedom of will, driven from within, carry out works of love and eliminate all selfishness, for otherwise you would only be doing works, which, however, are not supported by love, and thus you cannot call such works working in love. Yet only love will redeem you. Only love in all unselfishness will return you to the perfection in which you once stood, in which you came forth from me and were therefore blissfully happy. And this love can certainly be taught to you, but not commanded, for the human being cannot be forced into loving activity. He must be free. It must be entirely up to the human being's will whether he practices love, but it alone will promote his progress. And love for the neighbor is most likely to be kindled when he is confronted by his adversity. How his heart then expresses itself is decisive for the person's degree of love and for his perfection. And therefore you will also be instructed time and again of my commandments of love, because you must know that their fulfillment alone will be a blessing for you, and because all other knowledge is also dependent on whether you kindle the light of love within yourselves, so that the spirit within you, which is my share, can instruct you which is true, can instruct you, which truly knows everything and can enlighten you about everything. This effect of a life of love is already so significant, for you step out of the state of spiritual darkness when my spirit can instruct you, and in the light you also find the path which leads up to me back into the Father's house. A life of love is also a connection with me, and you then also enable the influx of strength without which you cannot cover the ascent. And a life of love also leads to union with me, which is your earthly purpose and goal. For he who abides in love abides in me and I in him. Love is truly everything, and therefore the teaching of love is to be proclaimed everywhere. My commandments of love have to be presented to all people as the most important, so that they, of their own free will, change back into their original state, which was love. For they came forth from me who is eternal love. But there is little respect for love. Humanity's heart is completely hardened. It only thinks of itself and not of its neighbor in need, and therefore it is also of a dark spirit and no longer finds the path to me. Amen.